Thanks be to God indeed, everybody. My beloved 11, Arnandi, you've just heard the enthusiastic acclaim of all of us. Our priests, your brother deacons, me as your archbishop, and your beloved family and friends, and so many of God's faithful from the Archdiocese of New York. You've just heard their acclaim. You got more applause than I got when I became a cardinal. That applause represents our praise to Almighty God for your vocation as a deacon. And that applause as well indicates our gratitude toward you for saying yes. Yes to the invitation from Jesus to serve him and his church as a deacon. Jesus, everybody, as we just heard in the gospel, Jesus called his original disciples for a journey. We just heard that proclaimed from the Holy Gospel. Jesus called his original disciples to a journey. He sent them out, and then he asked them to come back. Every journey in life has a starting point and an ending point. Every journey in life has a beginning and an end. And through my soon-to-be brother deacon, as you begin your sacred journey as a deacon, I ask you a very fundamental question. Where did you start, and where are you going? That's a rather simple but yet downright profound question. In fact, scholars of religion tell us that's one of the fundamental questions that all of us grapple with. Where do we start this journey? Where did we come from? And where do we end this journey called life? Where are we going? Some of my new brothers, soon-to-be brother deacons, are old enough to remember, as you are, what we learned from the Catechism. God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this world, and then to be happy with him forever. And that, there it is. We come from God, and we're destined to go back to him from all eternity. There's the starting point. There's the goal. There's the starting line. There's the finish line. Jesus says to his disciples, I send you out, you can start, and I'm calling you back to me. There's the thing. Now, my brother deacon, soon to be, today we celebrate with you where you've come from and where you're going. We celebrate with you where you came from, first of all, in wonderful families. Some of you are blessed to have your parents here, sisters and brothers, devoted family members. Some of you are blessed to have your beloved wives and children here. To our families, to those from where these deacons come from, would you hear me thank you for the gift that you've given us in these new deacons? And particularly to our wives and families, would you hear me thank you for sharing them with the Archdiocese? Wives and families, would you stand up so we can express our appreciation to you? Thank you for your... You come from families. You come from wonderful parishes and communities of faith. And that's why we're so grateful for the company of so many brother priests here, so many sisters, so many religious brothers, so many people from your parishes and the communities that you call your spiritual home, so many of your soon-to-be brother deacons who will welcome you today with such a loving embrace. That's your supernatural family, from whom you come as well. Here as well with us from where you come would be so many friends and neighbors and associates and colleagues at work and within the community, all of whom have encouraged you to this wonderful day. So all of us rejoice in where you have come from as you've begun the journey. Most of all, of course, we rejoice, my soon-to-be brother Deacon, because you have come from God. You come from God. And like all of us, God has a plan for us, a providential plan, a way He wants us to spend our life. And we praise God for calling you to spend your life from now on in serving Him and His Son Jesus in the family that we call the Church through baptism, through the Holy Eucharist, through the sacrament of confirmation, and the sacrament of penance, through the sacrament of marriage. He has called you and designated you on this journey, and now He seals this today with the sacrament of Holy Orders, that you are getting the deacon to continue that journey from where you come, namely Him. And now, we celebrate not only where these fellows have come from, we celebrate where they're going. And they've come from God, they've come from all of us, and now they will return to Him as the finish line of the pilgrimage of life. They'll return to Him as an ordained minister of the Church, as a deacon. And guess what, 11 deacons to be? Your vocation now becomes to help all of us get back to God as well. You are companions, you are leaders on the journey. Not only is your goal to get back to God for all eternity, your goal is to help all of us do the same. That's your vocation. As you administer the sacrament of baptism, as you proclaim His holy gospel, as you assist the priest feed God's people with the bread of life and the bread of heaven, as you tend to the sick and the poor and the searching and the struggling and the lost, you're helping all of us get back to God, get back to heaven. And in a way, because so many of you will be right smack dab in the midst of the world through your jobs and your professions, you will become an icon, a symbol, a mirror of the journey, reminding all of us that we come from God and we're destined to return to Him for all eternity. Your icons have been on the journey. As you hear Jesus today send you out and call you back to Him, you come from God, and you're going back to Him as a deacon. And you're going to remind us, because that's your premier vocation, that so do we. We come from God, and we're destined to return to Him